In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about when motivation runs out. Make sure to listen to this episode if you're feeling low on motivation, having difficulty getting through your to-do list, etc. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel Peterson. Super excited to have you here today. We're going to be talking a bit about motivation because motivation is quite possibly one of the most fleeting things that you may discover in building a business. Now, here's the thing. A lot of the times I see people talking about, you know, like, I've just got to find motivation. I want to get X, Y, and Z done, but I need to find the motivation. I'm running out of motivation, etc. And I'm like, you do realize that motivation is not something that you like find while you're foraging in the woods, right? That's one of the biggest misconceptions about motivation. It's not something that you like discover somewhere or that someone passes to you or that someone can sell to you. Motivation is something that is actually created and generated by yourself. Self-generated, self-created, self-sustained. And I know that all sounds really crazy because you're like, wait, for real? You mean to tell me I have everything that I need to top off my motivation? Yes, I do mean that. If one core thing is in place, you will be able to create an everlasting fount of motivation that will support you in building your business, in becoming the best version of yourself, etc. And that thing is vision. Vision is absolutely essential to being able to have refilling motivation. Vision basically is the deeper purpose, the reason why you are doing everything, whether it's you see this future picture of what everything looks like, or there's this certain person that you want to serve or help out, or maybe you have this idea of something that's going to happen in the next 3 to 5 years, or maybe it's just, oh my gosh, I have this deep found passion for helping this kind of person. All of these things can be a part of vision. And vision, like I said, it can be a little bit tricky to create, but it's something that you have to continually choose to create and recreate and realign with. It's not something that you like wake up tattooed with all over you or anything like that. Vision is something that you ask for. I personally like ask God. That's my source for finding vision. I ask before bed, I ask in the morning. And then anytime I feel disconnected from the vision, I just go back to my notes about the previous visions I've had and then see, is this still the vision that we're operating under for the future? Or is there a different vision moving forward? And if the answer is there's a different vision, I know that we are in between vision. And that's very, very exciting. And so I sit back in anticipation, knowing confidently that vision is on its way, and that in the meantime, it doesn't mean that I can't lead. I can still step forward in some of the past versions of vision, or step forward in things I believe in confidently, and I'll find motivation there. But the best motivation that never ends comes from when you are fully aligned with the beautiful vision for your life, for your business, for where you want to go, for who you want to be, who you want to serve and help along the journey. So ask for it morning and night until it comes to you very clearly. And it doesn't always happen all at once. It's not like you're going to be dropped this vision into your lap where it's super clear and detailed every day for the next 5 years of your life. It's going to be like a little bit of an image of this. It's almost like a puzzle. You'll see the pieces that are the easiest that give you an outline of kind of where you're going. And then from there, some of it may fill in naturally as you go about on this path. Sometimes it won't. Sometimes it'll happen in real time. But vision is what creates a regenerating motivation that makes you excited continually about building and growing and taking another step forward. So what I recommend above all else is to ask for vision. Ask for a clear vision and then step forward in it as it happens. Now, I will say, a lot of times people ask me, do I need to hold still or stand in place until vision comes? Absolutely not. You know, when in the, some of you guys are going to be familiar with Bible stories, but like back in the Bible, they talk about how the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years, like basically waiting for the next season. And I don't know about you, but 40 years to enter the promised land, that sounds like a choice to me. I think really, truly strongly that had they started to at least just walk and do something, they probably could have more quickly generated the vision of what came next. I really, truly believe that it's easier to steer a car once you start driving. I really believe it's easier to decide where you want to go when you start walking. And so one of the first things that you need to do is start moving in a direction that feels aligned based on what you believe, what you're passionate about, etc. And then what's beautiful is oftentimes I find that getting those first steps, getting those first motions going can help to make vision happen faster. Now, you're going to have to choose continually to realign with vision in order to stay motivated. It's not like it's dropped in your lap and then you forever feel like, oh my gosh, I can do this. You're going to have to continually go back to that vision. You're going to continually have to ask for new layers of the vision to be unfolded. It's a continual process. And I know that that's frustrating sometimes to people because, truth be told, I think we all want things and we want it microwavable and easily accessible and unwrapped. And I wish that life came that way, but that's not the journey of life. Oftentimes there are layers that unfold in time, and waiting for everything to be fully unwrapped and perfectly ready to go and instantly accessible, that is not the reality of life. And anyone who promises that is promising you a shortcut. I mean, I don't know about you, but I want worth it. I don't want easy. I'm willing to hold out for the real good vision versus being given a short, temporary, plagiarized, cheap version of it in the meantime, if that makes sense. So hold out for that vision, but take action in the meantime, and then continually realign yourself with that. Now, this helps me a lot. Every morning I do meditation and times like intentionally visualizing what my future looks like, what that vision looks like, the people that are waiting for me to show up. So even on like days like today, by the way, I have total brain fog. I went crazy. I don't know why. I've been eating plant-based for months and like completely got rid of my brain fog and everything. But I made this crazy decision to like go and eat a bunch of protein, like whey protein and all of this, these animal products that my body was not ready for. And I think at this point my body's like, no, don't do it. So I went and ate all of that for like several days and I am in the biggest brain fog of my life. I was like, I'm going straight back to plant-based right away. Oh my gosh. But that's kind of like an interlude or a tangent. The reason that I share that is because even on days like today, when all I want to do is just go crawl back into bed and snuggle and sleep for a while, I'm not going to do that because the vision in my head and in my heart are too strong. There are too many people waiting for clarity, for me to show up, to help, to give them some insights into their vision and the passion of their life. There are some people waiting for this podcast. There are people waiting for the email I'm going to send out, for the text messages on their way. There's so much that I can do even on an off day because I'm aligned with vision. Even when I don't feel 100% like myself, I still have the general roadmap and I know where to go. So even though motivation is fleeting, you can tap into and align yourself with the vision to create something that I believe is similar to motivation, but stronger than motivation and keeps you always moving forward. So I know that this episode is going to serve the people who are listening to it, the people who it was meant for. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to grab a screenshot of this episode and tag me in Instagram stories at the Mrs. Peterson on Instagram, and I may reshare it. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh, and if you want to learn more about mentorship and mastermind, working directly with me and my amazing people, head on over to click CLIQUE4FORLIFE.com. CLIQUE4LIFE.com. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.